First, how art works. Every so often here in Studio 360, we're going to explore just that, how art works, from how color can play with our emotions to why certain spaces feel grand or intimidating. This week on How Art Works, we're going to look at a phenomenon that has puzzled me for years. My children are no longer toddlers, so fortunately, I no longer have the experience of one particular song playing over and over and over again in my mind.
I love you, you love me.
Yes, for several years, I could not get the Barney theme song out of my head. I wondered why that happens with certain songs, ones we like and ones we don't. So we asked composer Jeff London to try to figure out exactly why that is, that particular tunes can lodge themselves deep in one's brain and just refuse to budge.
I know it's happened to you more often than you'd like to admit. You're sitting reading a book or walking down the street or jogging, and all of a sudden, a piece of music pops into your head. And try as you might, you can't get rid of that tune.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
It happens all the time. We get songs stuck in our head. My wife is the prize winner for that, but I do it also.
Downtown.
Greg and Jan Almond are taking a break from their morning run around the Central Park Reservoir.
My latest song was Downtown. Oh, I had that in my head for a week, and I won't sing it because it'll get stuck there again. Took me a week to get rid of it.
Yeah, and even to mention the title is frightening because it could come back.
I tortured him with it for a week.
So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure, downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Petula Clark? Torture? Maybe. But what's going on here? Why do certain tunes stick in the brain while other tunes go in one ear and out the other? How the human brain processes music has become a hot topic for scientific research. A conference entitled The Biological Foundations of Music was held in New York last May. One conference participant was neuropsychologist Robert Zatori of McGill University in Montreal. He's exploring the physiological and emotional connections between music and the brain.
We take a normal person and we do a special kind of a brain scan on them, typically while they're listening to some sort of music. And these brain scans then allow us to observe what areas of the brain are active when people are listening or remembering or imagining a piece of music.
One of the things that Dr. Zatori has discovered is that just thinking about a piece of music, like Downtown, for instance, engages the brain almost as fully as actually listening to it.
Some of the same parts of the brain that are involved in analyzing sound coming in through the ear are also active when there is no sound at all, but when you're merely imagining it. So the imagination actually has a direct link in the brain. It actually activates parts of the auditory cortex.
So jogging and hearing Downtown going through your head is almost the same as jogging and listening to it on your Walkman. But what is it about certain melodies that makes them memorable?
We don't know why some tunes stick with you and some don't. You should ask that question of the people on Madison Avenue who write advertisement jingles, because they seem to be really good at getting these things to stick in your mind.
If you live in the Northeast or parts of the Midwest, chances are you've heard this tune hundreds, if not thousands, of times. It's the jingle for Mr. Softy, and as soon as the weather starts to get warm, this tune blares from ice cream trucks up and down the East Coast. All I have to hear are the words Mr. Softy, and this melody jumps into my brain and plays like a tape loop. It's maddening and effective. The theme was written for a radio commercial 41 years ago, and according to Mr. Softy's vice president, James Conway, it's never been changed because it works so well.
I think that the opening of the song is very easy to have stick in your memory, and it's something that doesn't require a lot of vocal ability to reproduce. You can whistle it, you can hum it, you can, la-di-da it. If you ask people that they know the song, everybody can give you the opening bar, but not many people can get you past that.
Everybody I quizzed about the Mr. Softee tune not only knew it, but could sing it back in the original key, a remarkable testament to the jingle's ability to embed itself in our collective unconscious. But let's take a moment to figure out what it is that makes this tune stick in your head. My theory would be repetition, pure and simple. Not only do people unwittingly hear this 30-second melody over and over and over over the course of a summer, but its very structure repeats. The Mr. Softee theme has three sections, each with two phrases, to create an ABA structure. Let me demonstrate. Here's the first phrase. And here's the second phrase. Notice how the phrases repeat almost exactly. Now here's the B section, which repeats with a variation. And here's the A again. Another repetition. And to end, there's a tiny coda. No wonder James Conway says the first part is easy to sing. You hear it four times over the course of 30 seconds. That's one way to make a melody memorable. Still, a musical analysis doesn't completely explain why certain songs stick in your head and you can't get rid of them. Neuropsychologist Robert Satori thinks that understanding this phenomenon might offer insight into more serious conditions like obsessive-compulsive disorder.
We sort of are not in control of our own mental processes at times. So maybe this is a kind of a microcosm of a process that can occasionally go haywire. Maybe the part of the brain that has this information stored is normally under some kind of control. And occasionally that control is missing for whatever reason. You know, it's like the alarm clock that goes off and you can't find the off button. So it could be something interesting to try to understand. It might even provide a model for certain types of mental problems.
So, have you been driven crazy by the Mr. Softee theme yet? I know I have. For Studio 360, I'm Jeff London.